You're listening to Mountain Radio. By the end of the Verbier Festival, he'll have played in about 5 concerts. French cellist Gauthier Capuçon, yes, the brother of Renaud, the violinist, has risen to his own fame. He's acclaimed on world stages for his command of the cello. In between a series of rehearsals, Gauthier Capuçon remembers the little boy he once was who started playing this instrument.
All the souvenirs I have from this period, like 4.5, 5, 6, it's all souvenirs with the cello, and I have incredible memories with it. I have memories being in the mountains in the French Alps, where I actually listened for the first time music in Les Arcs, and I have souvenir taking lessons there when I was 5, 6 with my cello. I have many memories with my first cello teacher, who really had this talent to give his passion to kids, and he was always telling me that when I was playing, he was saying it needs to swing, it has to swing.
A couple of hours ago, you were saying that it's getting harder.
Absolutely, I have the feeling since to be more and more unsatisfied with my playing, because I think that the most you go on and you get older, and the bigger your expectations are. And I think when you're 20, you're satisfied much faster, of course, because maybe it's the first time you play this or that piece. You're in the discovery. And when this discovery is passed, then you really start to dig into the piece. And the most you dig into that piece, the most you find things you want to do, you would like to do, or you tend to do. And of course, it's not always easy because you have more and more expectations. So I think it's hopefully a good sign.
Coming up in a couple of days, you will have a concerto. And I would just like to focus on one of the pieces, and it's the cello concerto by Saint-Saëns.
Well, we always think that Saint-Saëns is, you know, this French composer just 20 years ago. But Saint-Saëns is a romantic composer. This Saint-Saëns cello concerto is underestimated. It is as the Schumann wrote in one go, but you have 3 different movements. It's a very theatrical piece, yeah. Lots of drama, of passion. I really enjoy playing this piece.
I was reading a couple of articles, one of them titled, "My cello is a beast." And another one said, "My cello is part of my body." Yeah. So this is in a way very contradictory. So which one should I keep?
Well, no, it's actually not contradictory. It's the cello I play is from 1701. It's a Venetian cello, Matteo Goffrilla. And it is a cello which, yes, is a beast in a way that, first, physically, if you look at the cello, it's very dark varnish. Really, the veins of the wood are really wide. Goffrilla was not someone like Stradivarius, for example, really clean. No, it is really almost rough. This cello took me a couple of years to really get to know it, and I always say that maybe the cello would say the same about me, because you need to get to know each other, and now we know each other very well, but every day I still find new colors. So my personality and the personality of the cello coming together and making one. Yes, maybe I have also something of a beast inside, who knows? I don't know, maybe you know better than me, I don't know. But yes, my cello can be very wild, but can be also very passionate and very sweet, also wild at the same time.